attending the York Real Public Library Board of Trustees meeting December 9th, 7 p.m. here in the Michelle Pfizer meeting room. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Brundage?
Here.
Chacon is here, but not at the table.
No.
Crawford is absent. Dennis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez, Willie Cumming, and Walter?
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of our visitors, our city liaison, Mr. Daniel Trezier. And we have Dixie. Amendments to the agenda?
No.
If we can all review our minutes.
Motion that we approve the minutes as presented for the Personnel Committee meeting of October the 7th and for the regular board meeting of November the 18th.
Second.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Brundage?
Yes.
Correspondence. We have a couple of correspondents here today. We actually received a donation from the Lions Club, Adopt a Magazine program for $250. And we're going to be having something in the,
picture Shelley with Johnson.
Yeah.
We'll be in the meeting. I know it's on our Facebook
page. And then we also received a donation of $45 from a patron. Many thanks for our, he was looking for an obituary, we helped him. And so we helped him find something that he wanted, he gave us a donation. And we also received a letter to the board of directors from the creative writing group. They're writing, it says, esteemed board members are writing this unsolicited letter of recognition and appreciation on behalf of the York Real Public Library's adult writing group. It is our wish that the Yorkville Public Library Board of Directors be made aware of the significant contributions that Shelley Augustine, the Director of Adult Services, has made to our group and to the Kendall County community. And then they went out and they all signed it. I'll pass it around. They gave some recognition for her tenure, and she facilitated four authors who have published seven books, and one award-winning narrative, and one regionally recognized poet.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley's work. So,
that's great.
Good job to Shelley.
Good job.
We have that group has a facilitator that is a teacher at one of the colleges, and now she's asking for payment. So we've asked the friends to pay her fee for the next year,
and they've agreed.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Yeah.
It will. $50 between $50 and $100, and I said, yeah. Well, that's awesome.
She comes a whole week and says, sure.
And she comes once a month, or is it weekly or once a month?
Okay. Well, at least we know their letter was going to be well written.
Yes, yes. And she helped publish for an author. Yep. And, I mean, that's great work.
I'd be worried if it wasn't.
Well, thank you to that.
I asked Shelley to attend. She passed on
that. Well, we thank Shelley for her contribution in helping author create for authors. Public comments. Anyone from the...
I was just at the Friends meeting today, and they knew I was coming to the board meeting. They wanted me to convey their concern and disappointment that the sign wasn't up and working yet. Okay. And then later, I think it was an address.
You notice the bricks have been removed. They're back over in the dumpster area.
Okay.
Our landscaper did a great job doing that. So.
Okay. So we'll talk about the electrical when we come to that point. Anything else you want to convey to us? Civiliazo? Okay. No staff comments? Now we'll go to the report of our treasurer. Hello.
Sorry if I'm gone a
That's okay.
Bit. But I'm really out of the loop, and I apologize. Elisa says that everything looks pretty normal, and in my review of it, it looks normal. We have had a lot of maintenance and repairs.
Yes.
Is no surprise to anyone who has ever been to a board meeting.
Yes.
So, the past 10 years.
Yes.
So,
that's about it?
Yep.
Okay. Then we'll look at our bills. I'm going to show you our bills. The rolls on the
payable for $21,801.60. Three payroll periods totaling $56,812.19 for a total of $78,613.79.
Second.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
And Chacon?
Yes.
Now we'll move on to the report of the director.
A number of things that are mentioned in my report were mentioned last month because our board meeting was later in the month. RJ Neal came out with preventive maintenance on boiler number 2, and we need some additional work on that boiler. So they're going to do that repair this next week. We're ordering the parts. They need one burner and one flame rod on number 2 at a cost of $374.22. So they'll be doing that work. He's coming tomorrow to replace anode.
Anode reed. Anode
rods in the water heater. We're hoping that will possibly alleviate the brown, smelly water, so he's doing that tomorrow. I met with Sound Incorporated to provide them with information to draft a proposal to upgrade our camera system. I have not gotten a proposal yet. The gutters were cleaned last week, and they only charged $375 to do that. We did a great job. We now have a problem in the elevator. The cab fan does not work, and the cost to repair that's $904. I don't think that's going to have a bearing on the inspection. We're having the inspection in January on the elevator, so I don't know how important it is to have the fan working in the elevator.
How did it come about?
It hasn't been working for months. I've been waiting for months for the process.
And so that was determined months ago?
They had a change in the account rep. I just got this today.
Okay.
So it's, I guess it's a board decision. You want me to repair it or wait?
It's not something you have to do for inspection.
It's not a safety thing. I'd say
you can always
white.
Fix it. Same,
right.
You can always fix it later.
Yeah,
now, the lights for the flagpole, the city came back and it's going to be $1,700 to fix it. So I told them to go ahead and fix it.
Yeah. Is that both lights or one?
Both of them.
Okay. So it's $1,700 total.
I'll double check with Eric. Under public relations, I reached out to Casey's gas station for Polar Express. Last year they did the cookies. The manager hand decorated over 50 cookies and delivered them. So
nice.
I reached out to her and asked her if she could do it again.
And she said yes.
And she said yes.
Excellent.
Nice.
I won't be in town. My brother's getting married this weekend. Bachelor for 69 years. So anyway, we won't go there. So I will be taking 2 days vacation, Friday and Monday. But so they're going to deliver these to Jeanette on Saturday. So it's Polar Express. Okay, we had a problem last Tuesday because there was a strange odor in the building when I came in. And then it went away. And I thought maybe it was from the HVAC system, but I wasn't sure. It went away. And then after lunch, the smell came back, and staff members were getting headaches. So I called the fire department to come through and do a walkthrough. So we evacuated the building. We had maybe 4 patients here. It was a beautiful day. So they came, and they went through the building. They checked everything. Nothing was toxic. So this will double as our fire drill for the year as well, so it was a good thing. They think it was the oil in the burners, the 70 burners, but I don't understand. It happened like 10 days after it was installed. But we haven't had the smell since.
Unless it was working on one boiler and then it switched over to the other boiler for whatever reason.
Fire department's great.
Good.
It does not, to be cautious. We're not having any problems with homeless patrons this year. We're having problems with teens. And we had one young man that came in and said some rather harsh words to another young lady. And Jeanette handled it, threw him out. Then the next day came in with his group. They were doing some disruptive behavior upstairs, shelling from their place, and they would sit in front of the reference desk. And then they came back the third day. So I had the name of the kid that was disruptive, and I went up to him, called by his name, and told him that he could not do what he was doing. We had the police chief here and the police officer. They wanted to trespass the young man immediately, and I said that I wanted to make sure that I gave him the rules of conduct, and gave all the kids in that group the rules of conduct, and I told him, I said, if you break any of these rules, you're trespassed, you won't ever be able to come back to the library. I said, this is your library as long as you're legitimately here doing what you need to be doing, and not disruptive to other people in the building. They really upset one of our regular patrons that's here every single day. He's quite upset. And I talked with him, and he told him he was in a safe place, not to worry. And so I talked with the police chief. I talked with the officer on duty. And the third day, the young man came back, and I told him, I said, I'm going to be calling the parents. He was not concerned about the police. He was concerned that I was calling his parents. And I called his father, left a message, did not get a call. Next morning, called the number again and got his father. I told his father what was going on. I said, he's got the rules of conduct. I've talked to you as a parent. Now, if he does anything that's disruptive or breaks the rules, he's going to be trespassed. So, the father called me back that afternoon to let me know that he had talked to his son. And I'm hoping that that's it.
That was last Friday.
Yeah.
So, that's where we are.
Okay.
So, is there, there's no, we don't have any, like, policy of, like, month ban, or you know what I mean, like a gradual, it's a like sentence.
Oh, you mean like a warning?
Automatic? Yeah.
Well, it is.
You know, it sounded like that was what she was doing. It was
the
first, second, third. I mean, we didn't.
The
we
police want to trespass them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most libraries will give a warning and suspend her for 6 months, suspend
right.
her for a year, or whatever. I think when you get the police involved, they want to trespass.
Yeah.
Which we did with the woman that was doing abusive language in the lobby.
Mm.
And that was after many, many attempts of warnings. So, normally you would probably give warnings or suspensions for 6 months or whatever, but when you get the police involved, they want to trespass them.
No.
So it was that severe that we had to get the police involved?
Yeah.
What he did, the language he did to another young lady here, he should have been trespassed. But now they have the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say most of the kids coming in after school, they're using the facility for studying and study groups. These kids were just... His father was aware of what he's doing and why he's doing what he's doing.
Oh.
So, that's where we left it.
Okay.
And the officer did do a walkthrough today.
Okay. And we haven't had any issues. Well, I think you handled it well.
Yep.
It's problem du jour.
any other reports that you want to give?
The financial literacy grant, the $500, we've had the programs, we've spent the $500. The report was due at the end of December. I got an email Friday saying it's due by this Friday. So I will complete that and get that in. I'm also working on the per capita grant, which is due January 15th.
And that's okay. And so our council does have anything for us this time? Standing committees. We did have a policy committee meeting today. And we'll give a report on that.
Yep. So the policy committee met before 6 p.m. tonight, and we reviewed the library's policies for smoking and drug-free workplace with all the changes coming in the January legislation around that and with the use of vaping. So what we did was we got a copy of the United City of Yorkville's employee handbook that has the new updated drug-free policies. And so what we're going to do in the library's version, we have a section. Nobody's got this piece, I don't think, but
yes.
I can speak to it.
It's in our
room. Is it in the notes?
It's in the handout.
It is in the handout?
Yes.
If you want to see that, pass it on. This is what's in our handbook. I can have that back.
So I'll speak to it. In the handbook, under Section J, Smoke and Drug-Free Workplace, we're going to amend the first item to say smoking, chewing tobacco, and vaping products are not permitted in the public or staff areas of the building. And then we'll reference that is within...
She's saying the changes.
Yeah, so the changes, Section J, Smoking, Drug-Free Workplace, number one. We'll be amending that to say smoking, chewing tobacco, or vaping products are not permitted in the public or staff areas of the building and within 15 feet of any entrances, exits, or windows that open. And then that same point in the rules of conduct for patrons, we're going to have that same language appear. Currently today it talks about smoking, so we figured we would just update it to include vaping as well.
Yes.
Number two of Section J, we are going to amend to say the library is a drug and alcohol free workplace, and then as a city department, all library employees will adhere to the United City of Yorkville's policy. We'll reference that policy name, and then have that available as well. So that's what we discussed. Any questions, thoughts? What we'd like to do is approve it tonight.
We could ask our liaison about the addendums for continued consent to test for the current employees. Are you going to, is the city planning on having the current employees sign that form?
The new form?
The new form.
Policy went into effect?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All employees will be.
So the city will manage it at the library. Does they have to manage that?
No,
we were asking if they were going to do it. So if their city's going to do it, then we're going to have to do it as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. And then the library would probably be responsible for drug testing their employees.
Yes.
When they feel it's necessary.
Exactly. Right.
I'll double check with Rachel tomorrow.
Okay.
If they're going to do it as the city or what we'll be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then no other committees met. So then we'll move on to unfinished business, which we want to hear about this digital sign update. Our sign, why is it on?
Well, last, it was three times they were supposed to come out to survey the sign and decide how they were going to do the boring. And after they didn't show up the first two times, finally the third time the electrician showed up. And he said that it would be 3 days. It would be 2 days on boring, and then 1 day on doing connection to the circuit.
So he showed up.
He showed up.
What day was that?
Recently, last Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
It's on my calendar too. So they said they could do the boring, but can't be wet. They're going to do it. It will not be disruptive to the parking lot, because I asked would they need to close off part of the parking lot, and they will not, so.
Yeah, it's the same kind of things you see them on the side of the road doing with their directional bore.
When do we expect to have
them out? So I sent the company an email today. I told them I had a board meeting, and I said, yes, the boring contract was to stop by there today to see what exactly he needed to do and get a Julie order. I will let you know his status once I hear back from him. You know, it's our goal to get it up and running so that we can at least get the mini golf.
No way, mini golf and everything else, programs on there.
But that's where we are.
When did he send that email?
Today at 1:49 p.m.
Can we follow up with him tomorrow to find out?
When are they supposed to come? Oh, Julie, why don't you call him? This time of year, they're not busy at all. They'll come out.
So I'll double check with him tomorrow to make sure the contractor came out today. I mean, could possibly not come out with the weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm following up.
Can we have an update? Can I have an update on that? After you do that, I would like to know.
My goal is to get it up and running.
Before the holidays.
But January. He did say that it doesn't matter if the ground's frozen.
No.
They can still bore.
They can still bore through it.
Okay. We want to see that running before the holidays.
Okay. Should I go on the
snow
bars?
Yes, the snow bars.
Okay, snow bars, before they can do work, they need a third of the deposit, which is a little over $3,000. I have the check to give them, so they should be. Our goal is to get them out this week, get the snow bars up.
Okay.
And it was the original, what was in the packet last month, was the quote with the revised quote.
The 9,000, whatever, yeah.
The boiler repair update, I think, did you give us
that? He's going to be here tomorrow to work on the water heater. Boiler number two is needs the burner and one flame rod. Cost of $374.22. I approve that, so that'll be within the next week as well.
Okay.
Wireless proposal.
This was, we talked about it at our last meeting. I had S&G change the proposal to remove what we weren't going to accept. Mm-hmm. So what is there is what we're proposing, which was the Aruba wireless access points. And the cabling that needs to be added for the new locations, it won't be until probably July before we can do anything about this, because we have to wait for the E-rate funding to be approved. And I also told our E-rate consultant that. As of July, we would like to bring up the bandwidth to the 500 down, 35 up speed with Comcast cable. We can do that. It doesn't make any sense to improve the wireless if we don't have the bandwidth behind it. So that's why we could increase the. Bandwidth, but we would not get the increased reimbursement until July. So we have to wait till July to get the increased. So a lot of this all depends on getting everything done in July. And the two spreadsheets that are in there are the way the E-rate bids are approved. So I will go ahead and sign these and send them back to David, our E-rate consultant, so he can do what needs to be done so we can get this going in July.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Next item, per capita grant requirements. Do you want to pass this out?
The review... for the trustees with chapter 6 through 10. I went through the checklist for chapter 6 through 10, and we are in compliance for all of those points on the checklist. For the education, I viewed the webinar Beyond Assistive Technology, Improving Library Services to People with Disabilities, and I believe Russ also.
When we're doing our budgeting and we're talking about staffing levels, we may want to consider maybe not making it a requirement, but trying to find somebody that knows American Sign Language, so we have somebody on staff that would be able to assist a patron that would come in that would need that service. I mean, like you. We talked.
I told Russ that we had someone attend one of the adult programs that needed sign language, and Shelley was able to get in touch with an agency that did some stuff. Did we have to pay for that, or was it? So, I mean,
but,
I think
you never know what's in the world.
You have to let them know within
24
to 48 hours, I think, if you need assistance.
But if patron came, somebody came in to use the library and needed sign language interpreter, that would mean that we weren't ADA compliant if we didn't have somebody on staff that could facilitate that. I don't know.
Or would they be on duty at the time the person came in?
True.
That's something to think about.
Something to.
Or we could ask the city if they have somebody over there.
Yeah. Do you know if the city has anybody that knows sign language?
I'm not sure about the city. The county does.
The county.
They've got interpreters that come in, sign language interpreters.
Okay.
So you might want to check with Kendall County Court Administration.
Okay.
To see who they use. They have several. In the past, sign
language.
Is that a pay for
them? Right. The other thing in that webinar was making websites visually handicapped compliant. Nobody's website is ADA compliant. So, I don't know where we would go with that. It would be expensive to change our website to be ADA compliant with visually impaired people.
Do all libraries have it that way?
From the webinar that I watched, it seemed like nobody has, because it's never come up from anybody that visually handicapped people would be using a computer.
It basically, something that
basically it reads a website.
They have an assistant.
Yeah, because they have their own services already that they have to have
at all
to use
right.
Website.
I attended a training called JJ's List for library service to people with disabilities, and it's kind of funny because they talked about that, and they talked about how their own website is not
ADA.
Is not.
Right.
So, I think
it's something, everybody was thinking, your website has to be mobile compatible, which we did a few years back when we redesigned our whole website. And now it's all in the ADA compliance part of making your website usable by all the different groups that might have a problem.
How do you
do that?
Compliant for?
Because I don't see organizations. I don't see the organizations.
It's a thing.
It is.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it, but it's
like a program that you like an
Amazon
program.
It's probably it reads the website to the person.
So it's like what happens when you hover over something.
I mean, even our money isn't visually handicapped accessible.
Right.
So blind people can't tell you what bill they're handling.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, so anything else on our requirements for the governor?
Well, the other handout on the Illinois Veterans History Project, which we can go ahead and pass out. Just want you to be aware of this, and we will make copies and have this in the adult department. Basically, to record the
history
of Illinois Veterans Organization. One for you. I don't know if we can get this on our website.
You want me to find out? Did you want one? I didn't know about this, so we'll try to get this on our website too.
Okay. So on to new business, unless you have anything else. So we're on to new business. Community survey deadline. This is one of the goals that we have for the director.
Okay,
she wants to present the timeline for getting this project done.
January 20th, and I have a problem asking the board to let me have an extension till March on this, because I found the survey. We did the survey in 2014 on SurveyMonkey, and December is not a good month to be doing surveys. People are not coming in the library. People are traveling. They're involved in the holidays. So I'm asking if we can move that till March, because we would do the prep work in December, the last 2 weeks now, get the questions for SurveyMonkey, and do the hard copies with all the groups that come in the library in January. Friends of the library, the book clubs, threads, all the groups that come in and use library. And then as well have a table where people can fill out the survey. The gimmick is I'm going to give her a really nice pen that has a stylus on it for, you know, have our name, our website, our phone number. If you fill out the survey, you get to keep the really nice pen.
And this is during the mini golf.
And then we're also going to do it during mini golf. Fill out the survey, keep the pen.
So you're doing two? The survey is only going to be done at mini golf, or are you going to do it at the front desk as well?
Front desk. Yeah, with all the different groups coming in, the line.
And patrons. Not just the groups.
So we'll be doing that hard copy the month of January. And then we will get it on the water bill at the end of January, because we can't do it at the end of December because mini golf's on the water bill.
All right.
Okay.
So we will work with Rob to get it on the January water bill. So we'll give it about 2 weeks online, and then start collecting the data in the middle of February, start collecting and come up with the report for the March board meeting. At the same time, I'll also work on some type of a marketing plan for, you know, first year based on the results that we get.
How well did the city survey go?
Not as well as I think they had anticipated.
Okay.
People.
You guys did it online as well.
Yeah,
they sent it out with the water bill.
Right.
And then gave you an access code.
Mm-hmm, with the code.
And it might have been maybe 2 out of 10 water bills got a response.
Wow.
It wasn't a lot.
I did.
Did you?
You sent it with a link and
yeah,
access
a link
code?
Inside.
Right, uh-huh. So every resident's got a code. So
why you make this so hard? I'm not doing that. It better be a QR code. I better be able to scan it, fill it out right on my phone. Submit this piece of paper. I'm not walking around mini golf with a piece of paper with my two kids screaming as we're walking up. Are we being real? Like, people want every new phone. When you take a picture of a QR code, it automatically goes to the website.
But
you know what I mean? If I have to enter a code, that's a step. That's too many information.
You have to do it.
No, my phone literally opens up the website. All newer phones do. That's how it used to be. But my husband goes, "Wait, our phone just does that?" I said, "Yes. That's what all of the Target and all of them, they're using the automatic software. Newer phones. Like if you, my phone is an 8, so it's about 2 years old. So phones, for most of the people, we want to fill this out. If you just look at a QR code, it goes right to the website. So at mini golf, I'd have a giant poster with the QR code. I would not be handing out paper unless there are people who are desperate to do pen and paper. But most of the people are going to want to do it on their phone.
Do both.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to be given out at the end of January. From the beginning of January, the QR code could be on a poster when you walk in the library. Mm-hmm. So that, like, I would maybe give them a week of February.
How do you get the QR? How do you get the code?
Oh, there's a million websites that generate QR codes.
I think if you're going to use SurveyMonkey,
they give you a QR code.
And I would also need to be some adjustment with the computer classes based on the wireless later on. But so that's my plan. That's my rationale.
And we all agree.
I'd like to have that extension.
Do we all agree?
I think so.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Approved.
Thank you.
Drug-free, we've already went through that. Drug-free workplace and smoking policy, we've already gone through that.
We do have to approve it.
Well, we've gone through that, so now we want to approve that policy that we just talked about from the policy. So can we get a roll call to vote? You guys remember?
But everybody wasn't here.
Okay. She just went over we did the policy.
So then, yeah,
the changes that we did at the policy committee meeting. So can we approve that? So the next meeting, it can be ready for January to be in our employee handbook.
I'll have the copies for the manuals.
Yes, roll call.
All right, Danis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Okay, approved. New drug-free workplace. Mm-hmm. Smoking policy. If there's nothing else that anybody has on their minds that we need to discuss...
Not that we need to do here.
Then I would say the meeting is adjourned.
We never make